This podcast is for hoteliers who, like us, are tired of the status quo and want to shake things up in a big way. We exist to help you transform your properties through powerful marketing and sales strategies. My name is Joe Gray, and this is Hotel Launch. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show, and happy Monday. I wanted to tell a story about a deal that we made this last week. There was a guest staying with us, and like I always do, I reached out to him and started chatting with him. And he told me a little bit about, he told me what company he was with, etc. And then he told me he comes in like once a month, maybe once or twice a month. And I wasn't exactly sure how many days that was or whatever, but it was someone where like, I'm actually a lot more willing to take on small accounts than I find most hotels are. It's kind of like a bread and butter point for me. It's like, okay, if I can, obviously we try to get the bigger accounts, but if I can fill up rooms with a lot of these smaller accounts and just make them totally loyal to us, that's great. And so I'm willing to make deals like that. But what I noticed with this guy was, I think I even asked him, I said, oh, is there anyone else who handles travel? And he's like, oh, I just handle my own. I was like, okay, no worries. I'd still be willing to work with you. And so I sent him over kind of the curated email I have with, you know, all the booking instructions, everything like that. And he then responds and he says, I didn't even realize this. He was actually on the executive team. And he's like, oh, I just had my team in here a couple weeks ago. I wish I had known about this. And I was like, oh, okay, this is going to be better than I thought. And then he also CC'd the executive assistant. And he's like, hey, we need to, I just CC'd her so she can know about everything going on as well. And I'm like, wow, that's awesome. Like, it's funny because like, not that that happens all the time. Like I'm still willing to work with these one-off people, but that is like, that's happened before with me where I'll go in and I'll make a deal with one individual and then slowly we'll just gather more and more people from the company because they either enjoy what we're doing, they like it, or they want discounts, or they let the whole company know about it. And so that's what I found is that I'll often just, and it doesn't happen all the time. Like sometimes you just work with the one-off person, and I still think that's worth it because I don't want to lose them to someone else. And, you know, a few room nights a month is, you know, because I have it pretty automated on the back end, so to where like it really doesn't take me much time to like continue to do outreach to them, and me setting up something for them takes like zero time for me. So it, to me, it's still worth it. But this happens sometimes where like they'll actually get me into the whole company, you know, or they'll connect me with other people within the company. And like, that's when it gets, that's when it's kind of cool. And so I think that like, sometimes we get a little like snobby about who we're going to take on. We're like, oh, they're not doing enough volume. And it's like, you know what? Like just work with them. Like I know that they're not doing as much volume as some of the other accounts, but just work with these people because they're the people who are going to build like a strong base for you. You know what I mean? And so, and that way you're not just relying on big accounts, but you have this smaller base of like individuals and small companies you're working with. And then they could be more leveraged to get into more and more people. And so I'm just about the more relationships I build, the better. And I can't control what happens. I make the deal with the minimum approach of like, I'm willing to work with this person if it's just this person alone. But then sometimes it happens where they get me in with the whole company, which is really cool. And now I have connections within the entire company, which is awesome. So, and I didn't even know this guy was on the executive team. I probably should have done a little bit more research into that. But yeah, I think it's just, it is interesting. I think we get a little too caught up on, oh, how many room nights are you going to do, you know? And I don't think we necessarily need to get so caught up on that initially. Like, we almost need to just make the deal and figure out the logistics of the deal after. You know, obviously we need the minimum, but, like, I don't think it's, I think we sometimes get a little, and I find that when I work with people or when I talk to people, they're like, well, I don't, you know, they need to be doing at least this many room nights. And it's like, well, so every hotel says that too. And so you're only competing for the companies who are doing more room nights. Like, if you just set yourself apart and you start competing for the smaller companies and you start landing a bunch of little ones, then it's pretty powerful, actually. And they're not assigned maintenance, and you can work with them on, like, a lower level, too. Like, and that's the thing. Like, you have to have the follow-up process in place because, like, that's the thing, too. Yeah, you just have to have the follow-up process in place and make it quick for people to book. And that's what we have. We've automated our whole back end so that, you know, every couple weeks I'm reaching out, I'm sending them an email, seeing if they need reservations. I send them booking instructions. They know how to email me about reservations, and I can just go put it in really quick. And that's great for me. Like, if I have a bunch of companies producing 3 room nights a month, 5 room nights a month, like, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that base because you get a lot of those, and all of a sudden that adds up to 50 to 100 room nights for you, you know? And then on top of that, you can have the companies that produce 50, 70, 100, you know? And then you're building so much more. And so I think that we miss out a lot of times on that aspect of sales. And a lot of people don't have that base of smaller companies they work with that's like 50 to 100 because they don't want to make the deals because they've been taught that they shouldn't make those deals. But if you go out of your way to make those deals, then you're going to see a lot of good results from it. So, at least in my experience. So, anyways, I hope you guys think about it, and I hope you find that valuable. And if you think it's trash, then throw it away. But I'm just saying it's worked well for us. So, I hope you guys have a good rest of your Monday and your week. Bye, everyone. If you've ever wondered if there's an easier way to do hotel sales, there is. Most people teach us to do office visits, do cold calls, drive around other hotels' parking lots late at night, yet we do none of these things and still produce incredible results for our clients. If you're interested in learning more about what we do, you can go to www.saleshop.io and sign up for a free trial today. After you sign up for the free trial, we'll send you to a page with a case study where you can see our process step by step. Thanks, everyone.